glass Saponé. Baby, I'm just living my life because I fuck a Saponé. You've been in my stable, and I see you whenever I'm able. Though we're keeping it under the table, it ain't a fable. Why can't we hide and away in your derby? We're having fun and we're keeping it flirty. Everybody might say that it's dirty, but don't you worry, because I rock a Saponé. Baby, I'm just living my life because I rock a Saponé. I rock a Saponé. Saponé. Who doesn't love a Saponé? Yeah. Baby, I'm just living my life cause I rock a Saponé.
Thunder road, bugs crawled back in their homes. The couple screamed, but it was far too late. A jealous heart did retaliate. She hit them with her 10-cent pistol because they were.
Right, that was 10 Cent Pistol by The Black Keys, and this is DJ Bridge, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm here with my partner, Elizabeth. How are you doing today?
I am doing all right. I will give you my everyday or every week shenanigan that I'm so mad at the weather right now. It is a ugly mix of snow, wet rain, and just all around grayness. I woke up today and did not want to get out of my bed because of this. This is the kind of day where you spend the whole day in bed watching amazing singing movies like Mamma Mia.
Yeah, I did not realize it was snowing at first.
Yes, I figured that out when I came to pick you up, and I said it's snowing, and you and your roommate both incredulously turned to look at me. Olivia, with contact lens fluid dripping out of her eye, went, "It's snowing?" And I was like, "Yes, it is. I did not just make that up."
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, I did check the weather this morning, which is why I was confused. Well, it said 42 degrees and cloudy. So
it's supposed to rain all day with like a 90% chance.
Oh, I didn't look at the future of the day. I just looked at what it currently was saying. Yeah. Although it was currently snowing, so you think maybe there was precipitation coming from the clouds, and I just ignored that because it was gray in the photo.
Yeah, the illustration.
Yeah, weather app.
Very nice.
Can't trust it.
No.
Okay, up next, what do we have, Elizabeth?
We have Every Breath You Take by The Police. A personal favorite of mine because it's a good running song when you're hitting that, like, mile 5 and you're getting tired and it just, like, pushes you through. So here we go.
Watching. see it, I hear it, I hear it, I hear it, my song. Alexi Warren song. Call me a hypocrite, I need to finish my own film. I quit dying in America at the end of the millennia. We're dying in America to come into our own. And when you're dying in America at the end of the millennia, you're not alone. I'm not alone. I'm not alone.
Okay, that was What You Own from the original motion picture soundtrack of
Wait,
Rent.
Wait, that was the motion picture? Why did you use the motion picture soundtrack? We should have done the original Broadway show soundtrack.
You were the one who added it.
I did.
To the playlist. So,
no, I was not paying attention. I'm sorry.
Yeah, every Wednesday night before the show, I text Elizabeth a couple songs that I'd like to hear. And all I texted was What You Own and Rent. So...
I interpreted the way I wanted. I'm sorry.
Although that is actually, I've only seen the movie.
I haven't seen the show either, but I know the show soundtrack better than the movie soundtrack.
Okay. Yeah. This is just what I'm used to.
Yeah. Well, I took some creators.
You were the one who added it, so I hope you are fine with it because I am very happy with it.
I had some of my own stuff brewing before you texted me, so it's fine. Anyway, I was happy to see that you wanted a musical soundtrack in there because I thought we'd been shying away from that. I kind of felt like that wasn't your genre. That felt like more like my genre. So now that I know, get ready, listeners. There's going to be some fun musical accoutrement throughout our shows. It's a little French for you. All right. Shall we continue our music?
Yes.
All right. Here we go.
Up next,
the next song we have is Remind Me from the Steve James remix. Here we go.
Please lay a little longer. Weight is on my shoulder, holding me down. Feeling more than ever when you're not around. When I think about love, you are right beside me. I think about us, you will always find me. My heart is lost, I know that you'll get me. I think about all the little things that still remind me. Find me. My heart gets lost, I know that you're gone.
Every step that I ran to you, only blue or black days. Electing strange perfections in any stranger I choose. Would things be easier if there was a right way, honey? There is no right way. So I fall in love just a little or a little bit every day with someone.
That was Someone New by Hozier, and before that we had Holiday from Madonna and Remind Me, the Steve James remix by Conrad Sewell, which I had also never heard. That was one of Elizabeth's picks. So up next, what do we have, Elizabeth?
Runner Girl.
Love it. Get some Van Morrison in here.
Skipping and a jumping in the misty morning fog with our hearts that thumping, and you, my brown eyed girl, and you, my brown eyed girl, and whatever happened to Tuesday and so slow. Transistor radio, standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall, slipping you, a brown-eyed girl. We used to sing sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la
la la di da, la di da. You have grown. Cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown eyed girl. And you, my brown eyed girl, do you remember when we used to sing?
Sha la 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 la.
Okay, that was Requiem K66 by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart.
That was an Elizabeth pick. That is one. I personally love a good classical music song just to unwind. It just makes me like so much calmer after listening to it. I would say that my future roommate knows this about me. I have a habit of when I need to, like, just, like, take a moment, calm down, I will play Can't Help Falling in Love with You and will lie on my bed with my head hanging off the edge, because I just think that that is one of the most calming and soothing songs. I have also discovered 50 classical music hits, which is the 50 greatest classical music hits, and this is number 21.
Ah.
And I think it deserves to be number one, but that's beside the point. I really enjoy that album. That's what I listen to when I need to, like, focus and work, or when I'm, like, trying to take a nap and someone's blow drying their hair in the communal bathroom across from my room.
Wonderful.
Yes. That's a little anecdote from my yesterday.
Very nice.
When someone started blow drying their hair at midnight.
At midnight?
Yes. Because, you know, you never know when you're going to need to get up at 1 a.m. and go to a party with blow dried hair.
Or they just didn't want a wet head when they went to bed. Like, you don't want your pillow to get all wet.
No, she wet her hair in the sink and then blow dried it.
Oh. I don't get that.
Yeah, I mean, you
what?
Know. I watched the process occur. I was very confused. I just let it be, though.
Okay.
I quickly brushed my teeth and escaped back to my room.
To each their own.
Yeah. Whatever's going to float your boat. Shall we continue?
Yes.
All right. The next song that we have up is Garden Graze by Wildcat. Wildcat. And I say it that way because it has exclamation marks at the end.
when I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you. And the way you look tonight, yes, you're lovely, with your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft, there is nothing for me but to love you and the way you look tonight. With each word, your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart. And that laugh wrinkles your nose, touches my foolish heart. Lovely, never, never change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Touches my foolish heart. Lovely, don't you ever change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Just the way you look tonight.
That was The Way You Look Tonight from Frank Sinatra. And a little bit about that song. This weekend, I went to go see my friend Thomas, or DJ Rizzle King, at his Amalgamates a cappella show, which of course was a wonderful show, fantastic. DJ Rizzle King also has a show, WMFO, called, what's it? Their show is Everything and
Anything and Everything.
There we go. But at the show, it was the last show for seniors, so they'd have a junior like write a little speech about the senior that was leaving, and then the senior would sing a song, like just like solo song. Everyone else is just background music. And one of the seniors, I don't actually know who it was, but he chose The Way You Look Tonight as his song, and it was wonderful, beautifully done, and so I figured I would play that because I personally enjoy a fair amount of Frank Sinatra, and growing up, my family would always play, we'd have like Sundays with Sinatra, so we would play some Frank Sinatra and make pancakes every Sunday morning. So if I ever get a sub spot on a Sunday, which so far I haven't, but if I ever get a sub spot on a Sunday morning, that is what I'll be playing, and I'll be playing more than just one song. There will probably be a whole block of music, but for the meantime, since it's only a Thursday, I'll just leave you with one. But because of that, up next, that was
bit of a slower song, so up next we have Kill Your Heroes by AWOL Nation.
Yes, there are times we live for somebody else.
That was Dead Sea by the Lumineers, another favorite of mine. It's a bit calmer, but I wanted to play it just because there was one time a couple weeks ago where I went to play it. I don't know if I went to play it right at the end so it got cut off, or I went to play it and then accidentally cut it off with a PSA. But either way,
those darn PSAs.
Yeah, wanted to get it out there. And then on the topic of the darn PSAs, now we have one for you. And I had to do a double take at first when I read this, because I read it as don't leave hot dogs in cars, but really a much more important message: don't leave dogs in hot cars. Here we go.
I'm Simon Cowell for PETA. Far be it from me to be critical, but I find it really appalling that this year thousands of dogs will die of heat stroke inside parked cars. There, people thought that little errand would only take a minute, or it wasn't that hot. But delays happen, and temperatures inside a car quickly rise in summer, even when the window's cracked. Never, ever leave your dog inside a parked car. Your dog idolizes you. In warm weather, keep him safe at home.
For more information, visit PETA.org.
Yes, very important message. Don't leave your dog in a hot car. Elizabeth just said she feels the message should be don't leave your kids in a hot car.
I feel like that's although, the bigger problem that I see a lot more often of parents just being like, hey, sweetie, I'm going to run into the grocery store. Just stay here. And then they lock the kid in the car.
I feel
who's
like
just
people,
driving errands with their dog in the car?
I think you'd be surprised.
All right. Well, as a non-dog owner, I can't relate to the dog leaving a dog in the car problem. I'm also not a parent, so I don't know about leaving a child in the car.
I think parents would be more likely to bring a child than a dog.
Yeah.
You know? So
I agree. But I've seen a very traumatic commercial, an infomercial about leaving a child in a car. It was just awful.
Yeah, well, either way, don't leave your children, don't leave your dogs in cars.
Yeah. Good message. Thought it would be common sense, but you know.
I mean, sometimes you need a reminder.
Just need a little reminder. Exactly. All right. The next song, this might be our last binge we leave you with, is Hallelujah, but not the one you're expecting.
Well, which one are you expecting? Because it's Hallelujah by Panic at the Disco.
Yeah.
So it is not the classic. I heard there was a secret chord, blah, blah, blah. Not that one. More upbeat. I want to balance it out.
Yeah.
Here we go.
stand up, sing hallelujah. Hallelujah. Show praise with your body, stand up, sing hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if you can't stop shaking, lean back, let it move right through ya. Hallelujah. And say your prayers, say your prayers, say your prayers.
Okay, that was Hallelujah by Panic at the Disco. It is not the one that you typically think of when you hear.
It's a good song. I never heard it before.
What's your favorite version of the classic Hallelujah?
I like the Tori Kelly version. I also like the original.
Which one is the original?
I believe the original.
I like the Rufus Wainwright version.
That's the one I like.
Okay. Although
Jeff
don't think
Buckley, I think, is the original.
Okay.
Yeah. I like the Rufus Wainwright one. That's the, or maybe wait, maybe it was Leonard Cohen. There are so many people who have done Hallelujah.
Yeah.
It's just yeah. That was kinda like how we told Jordan to play Can't Help Falling in Love with You, and she played one by like Pentatonix or something.
Mm.
And we were like, nope, that's not it. Cause, you know, like the original's the best.
I do like the Rufus Wainwright version, although for the morning I figure you want
a pick-me-up.
Pick-me-up, yeah. So we went with Panic at the Disco, completely different song. But this we up next we have our last song because we are nearing the end of the hour. Reminder, this is DJ Bridge and DJ Bloomerang, and you are listening to
Isn't that just a sick DJ name?
Yes, it is such a sick DJ name.
Thanks.
you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And for our last song, what do you have, Elizabeth?
Killing Me Softly with his song, circa 2008, Elizabeth running with her dad along the Dobbs Ferry streets of New York, Westchester, New York. This was a song that before we had our iPod Nanos, we would sing our own songs while we would run together. And this is one of the songs that we would sing along with Born to Run by Bruce Springsteen.